What's up, guys? This is Cooking with Doug, and welcome to another episode of Kitchen Gadget Talk. Now, as a reminder, you can catch these episodes as well on iTunes and Spotify. Just type in Cooking with Doug on those platforms, and you can hear it as well. Take me on the go with you while you're exercising, commuting to work, cleaning up your house, whatever have you. Well, without further ado, we have a special guest today, and we're going to go ahead and get her on right now. All right, without further ado, let me let my special guest today introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Urvashi. My blog is toothsleepers.com, and I am a gadget geek.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's me.
And I've been longing to get you on my podcast. I'm glad you took the time out today to share your information with us, your wealth of knowledge. And before we continue, just go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself. I know, you know, some of you may not know she has a bunch of cookbooks out. I know you have one that recently came out.
Yep, I have. So I have several cookbooks out. I have seven, five of which are out. So I have an Indian Instant Pot, a Keto Instant Pot. Then because I said I'm a gadget geek, so then I went to do an air fryer one. And then I did a keto desserts one, and then I have two more coming out, one in October, which is Air Fryer Part 2, and then in December, I'll have a keto in 30 minutes. So it's just like, you know, good food just made fast. So whether you're keto or not, it's just, you know, it's meat, vegetables, real food.
That's,
you
know, so that's really, nothing. Really cool.
It's really, really exhausting is what it is.
You know, yeah. Well, speaking of keto, you know, a lot of people don't know, but I am pre-diabetic, but I'm more, you know, my numbers keep rising. So my doctor really put a scare on me. So I'm not keto yet, but I'm doing a lot of low carb. So, you know, I'll be reaching out to you, I guess, in the future. So you can maybe hook me up with a recipe or two to put in the air fryer.
I will be delighted to help you. If you go to the website right now and go to the recipe index and you click on air fryer and then you can click on low carb, there's probably 60, 70 recipes. Air fryer one and two both have 60 plus recipes that are low carb because, you know, that's kind of how I eat. So it's easy for me to do that.
Right. Okay. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Well, I got to get to it. But the reason, one of the main reasons, well, I wanted to get you on, well, first, to catch up and you guys may not know me and Urvashi did some consulting last year, and that's when I first met her, and I was like, oh my gosh, I know you, I saw you on YouTube, and I'm like, you know, I almost asked for an autograph, but we became, you know, good friends, and we just knew that we love gadgets and stuff. We had that in common, so that was completely awesome. So that I'll never forget that experience. And so I know you got this Melfi CRISPR thingy.
One of the reasons
why I wanted to get you on here, and I really want to get you before Amazon Day, because I know a lot of people were going to buy it. I know it was at a $50 price point, and a lot of people had questions about it. I didn't get it because I just didn't personally believe in it. I guess I'm more of a gadget snob these days. So, I have to watch what I get, because if I get something, you know, everybody else is going to get it. So I have to watch out what I get. So, but I know you got it. And I know you did a video, and I'm thankful that you did, because it was one of the first videos I saw on it. And I just want to, you know, now that you've had it for a while, I just want to get your take on it. You know, from your point of view.
Yeah. So I feel like, you know, look, it's got pluses and minuses, you know. To me, let me start with the pluses. The two big pluses are it doesn't take up a lot of space, right? It just fits on top of, you know, it's a small little lid. And so for people who are living in small apartments or have smaller kitchens, you know, you're looking for something for an RV or a boat or a camping thing. You know, if space is a consideration for you, it's a really, really nice thing to have it. People were going, I don't really know if I need another gadget. Well, you know, this may be the way to start, right? You know, and I think the other thing is that if you are the kind of person that made, like if you're using your Ninja Foodi a lot, or you have wanted to make recipes that are pressure cooked first, and then you brown the top. Like if you find yourself doing that a lot, and you're moving things back and forth, you know, I love the foodie, but I gotta be honest, to me, it takes up so much room that it does not occupy space on my counter. And I've got I live in Texas, so it's, I'm not like, you know, a New York apartment dweller. Right. So I've got a decent sized kitchen, but I can't leave the foodie out because it takes up so much space. So let's say that you're doing like a lasagna in the Instant Pot and you want to brown it, or you're doing, you know, meatloaf and you want to brown it. Right. Things like that, you know, I think that that lid comes in really handy.
Right.
The downside to be, and by the way, it looks small, but it actually, you know, in the video review that I did, you'll see, you can actually accommodate as many things at a time, you know, like 12 chicken wings in a batch, just like you would in one of those egg-shaped ones.
Okay.
The downside to me is the fan isn't as powerful as it would be in an egg-shaped
one, right? It's 1,000 watts.
Yeah. So the circulation that you would get in the bigger ones, you're kind of missing in this one.
Sure.
So what does that mean and for a cook? I think for a cook, that means is that you, it may take longer. It may take, and when I say longer, I'm not talking about hours. I'm talking about
minutes
longer, right? Yeah. So it may take a few minutes longer, and you may have to toss your food a little bit. You know, so it's not as powerful as the egg-shaped one. Yeah. So it's a trade-off. Yeah. Right? Like people got to decide which is more important.
And I like the idea of them doing it. It's so awesome. A, because, you know, you have your anti-ninja foodieites out there that, you know, they may have a pressure, I mean, an Instant Pot or even a pressure cooker or whatever. And, you know, they refuse to get it. They like their stainless steel. They're not going to move. Yes. They're not going to budge for whatever reason, either because they're just a loyalist or they just love their stainless steel and they're not moving. So for that point, I think it's a go. But, you know, at 1,000 watts, I knew off gate. That's why I didn't even bother. I was like, you know, most traditional are 1,700 watts. But then again, since you have to be so hands-on, you know, with it, I can't imagine at 1,700 watts, it'd probably burn. You know, it's pretty hot at 1,000 watts. So at 1,700 watts, I could see maybe the company, you know, didn't go that route for lawsuits or something.
And I mean, that's the other downside, right, in my mind, and I talked about this one as well, which is that, you know, the one thing I love about the egg-shaped ones is that they're safe, like the heating element is away, so you could have like a 10-year-old, you know, putting chicken nuggets, right, under supervision, but you wouldn't worry with your kids. With this, my God, forget about kids, I worry about myself, like I'm absent-minded, right? I could just see myself set it down on the counter, and not, you know, not remember the little silicone pad that needs to
be. Oh, yeah. And it's an extra plug, too.
It's an extra what? I'm sorry?
Extra plug.
Yeah, it is. I don't know that I've worried about that so much, but maybe I should think about that. Like, to me, you know, what you need to do is you need to unplug your Instant Pot anyway before you plug that in, like just as a safety thing. So you could leave it in the same place, finish pressure cooking, and unplug.
Okay.
I mean, many people in my group have it and love it, and I totally see why.
Yeah, I get it too. I get it too. Like, if you're, I would say to the people that are that have an Instant Pot or a pressure cooker that are not going to get a Ninja Foodie for whatever reason.
Yes.
I don't know why. I still say you should go ahead and get it. Ain't nothing like the real thing, right?
Yeah.
But if you are not, then I guess for $50. Why not? Because, you know, if you like Instant Pot, I mean, there's only a few things you're going to crisp up anyway. So it would justify, you know, you're only whipping it out X amount of times anyway. Or it's not like something you're going to do every day or every other day, or maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks. So I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, my biggest problem with the foodie is just the space. I just can't. You know, most people are not going to have that much space.
Yeah.
And I think this is a good compromise.
But honestly, you have enough space. I think you may have OCD issues or something.
Well, I don't have OCD issues. I have too many gadgets.
Oh, yeah.
I have so many freaking gadgets in my kitchen. That's okay. The problem for me.
You know, your kitchen, one day I want to have my kitchen like you. I want the built-in cameras, all that stuff in there. That's the next way. I think that's a project for me next year. I think that's completely awesome.
Your kitchen. I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to marry someone who's a complete geek.
Yeah,
that's how I got
that's
there.
Tough. Yeah.
My husband does all that.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that helps.
We're both gadget geeks, but he is he's a photographer. He's been a photographer.
Yeah, I know that. Right. Awesome. Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. And just to put you on the spot, what's your favorite pressure cooker right now?
On honestly, I have not moved away from the instant pot. Yet. I have not tried the meal free pressure cooker. I need to do that, but I haven't yet.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. What brand? What model instant pots, to be specific?
Ultra 6-quart.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
The Duo Mini.
Okay.
So you know they have the Max and this and that. I haven't bothered with any.
So what about the Ultra Mini?
Well, so I need the Ultra Mini, and this is going to sound terrible, but, you know, this is an occupational hazard. I thought I had it, and now I can't find it amongst all the equipment I've got. And so, I'm afraid to go buy it.
Right, and then pop up. Right, it's behind the closet door. Yeah.
Exactly. So, I'm giving myself a little time to find it, because surely I have the Ultra Mini somewhere.
That is fantastic. You got me beat. I've never had that problem. I don't know if I have it or not.
Just give it time. Yeah, I will say one thing, though. I feel like the Ultra has a lot of flexibility, but the Ultra has a lot of flexibility because you can move the dials and this and that. The Duos are faster. They are. You just, for the Mini, you just press a couple of buttons, you're done.
Right.
You're not sitting there turning knobs.
I just like the sophisticated look of it. That's why
I do
too. I'm a gadget snob at these days. So look matters. I'm a true man. I visual first. But
So the Duo does look dated, right?
Wait, Instant Pot, didn't they make something new? They made that Vortex.
They made a Max. Yeah. Oh, the Vortex. Yeah. I got the Vortex to test, and I don't know enough about it yet. I have a feeling it's going to be a good interim. So, on the one hand, you've got the meal tea that's really small. Then you've got the egg-shaped ones.
Right.
Then on the other extreme, you have the foodies, which require more space. And then you have the Breville, which I love, love, love my Breville.
You need to get a June, though. Sorry, I slipped.
Oh, the $400 oven?
$600.
I'm not so sure about that one. But I think from the looks of it, the advantage of the Vortex is going to be that it's kind of in between in terms of, not taking up as much room, but giving you more room to make a bigger batch.
Gotcha.
So I'm curious to try it and see
how that works. My only problem, I remember I had a rant, an Instant Pot rant one day because when I first got the Ninja, but I'd say earlier this year, you got a lot of Instant Pot fanboys coming in the comment section comparing. And I went on a rant. I was like, please don't compare the Ninja Foodie to the, because it pressure cooks just the same way. It takes a step further by dehydrating, air frying, blah, 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 blah. And part of my rant too, and I always wondered this. I was like, why doesn't Instant Pot make an air fryer? They have a bunch of robots that follow them like crazy. It would sell like crazy. But I was disappointed. I'm glad that they made an air fryer, but I was disappointed. I was hoping they would make something like an egg shape or a square shape.
Because
the problem is with those ovens, that's been done before, and none of them work. None of them. The power oven, none of them work. I mean, as far as catching on mainstream, you have some people buy it.
I will say I returned my Power XL oven.
Yeah.
The reason was not performance. See, here's the thing. People say, what's the best air fryer for me? And I keep saying that is not the right question to ask. The right question to ask is for what? How many people are you cooking for? How much does it matter? The Breville is an amazing oven, but I rarely use it to air fry.
Air fry, right.
And the reason I returned the Power XL is it's a pain to clean.
Right. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's a complete pain to clean. I can't deal with it.
And I'll be honest with you. I'm gonna keep it real. I mean, I have the June oven. I've had the Breville. No toaster oven air fryer thingy. None of them are really. You can't compare none of them to a traditional. Like even in my Breville and my June, you'll to make fried chicken. You're putting it up to 450, 500 degrees.
Yeah.
Cooking it longer. You have it that high and it's still longer. So
I will admit that I rarely I love my Breville. I have not turned on my oven since I got the Breville.
Right.
But I do not use the Breville for air frying. I use it for everything else.
Right. So we will agree guys out there, if you're looking to buy one of these convection ovens for air frying, I wouldn't go crazy about that idea. It's okay. It does do it. You know, flat foods, you know, like wings and stuff, you can do more. You know, you put it, lay it out all on the sheet and you could just put it in your oven. But, you know, whole chickens, bacon, stuff that splatter, it's going to be a pain to clean.
Oh my God. Chicken wings.
Oh,
I was in that oven forever. Yeah. I was cleaning the Breville forever with chicken wings. Never again.
Yeah. Now, the only good thing I'll say for the June that I'll say is, guess what? For the June, you can use oven cleaner. You just spray it on there and wipe it off.
Okay, so talk to me about this June. Maybe this is not part of what you wanted to cover.
Let's talk
about it.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a Wi-Fi convection oven. It works with Apple and Android. You can see what you're cooking. It has a camera. Actually, do you have an Apple phone?
Yes.
Oh, well, then you would love it even more because I don't. But it's some engineers from Apple made the June. And so it has a camera up top so it could see, you can video what you're making. That's not a big deal. But it also recognizes what you're putting in. So if I'm putting in bread, it knows it's bread and it has the presets for it. If I put in bacon, it knows how much bacon and the presets for that. If I'm putting steak and all that stuff, it's completely awesome. Mm.
What else does it do besides the convection? Is there some steam, something?
Oh, man. It does dehydrate. It does air fry. It does, what else? Slow cook. It has a built-in meat probe. And some other stuff. But it's all built in. You just put stuff in. It knows what it is. It has the presets. You can control it through your...
I now need one.
You got to get one. You got to get one. You got to get one. It's like new level. You have to. Sorry. Yeah, June
oven.
How big
is it?
It's not much bigger than your Breville.
Oh, I see.
It's not much bigger.
Okay.
Yeah, well, yeah. You gotta get one though. Please do. I'll see if I can hook you up with get you like a little $50 discount or something.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, I gotta get one in your hands. You definitely got it. All right, and just to put you on the spot again, so what's the best air fryer in your opinion?
Okay, so the best versus the one that I reach for may or may not be the same.
Okay.
But, you know, if you've seen the way my kitchen is set up, my husband put these two shelves on the side. And on each of the shelves, we just put the appliances that I use all the time. And that way I don't have to plug them. I don't have to do anything like the Instant Pot, the air fryers, the Vitamix, the Zosi, which is the rice cooker. They all just sit there. And the one air fryer that sits there for me is my Philips Avance. And it doesn't get a lot of press for some reason because it's old, but I tell you what, it's got a grid basket that I feel like has better airflow, and it has a square basket that I feel like accommodates more.
What size is it?
It's the regular 3.5 or whatever. Like I don't do the big ones cause it's just two or three of us to eat. So I very rarely do the 6-quart or whatever the larger ones are. I don't have the need for those.
Right.
But the square design or the rectangular design, it doesn't cut off the corners, right? So it accommodates more in my view. Mm. And I rarely have to toss it. So that's honestly, like I love the Ninja air fryer, but my Philips gets more use for some reason.
Right. Now I would say, not the Snugs at Ninja, we love Ninja, but I would say if you compare the Ninja air fryer to other standalone air fryers, I still prefer the standalone air fryers over the Ninja.
The foodie.
Now the four quart air fryer is like the best. They just need to make it bigger. I don't know if you have that one. That four quart. Oh my God, it's awesome.
Which one? The 101, the one that has a little dehydrate feature.
Yeah, that one.
That one's pretty good. I like that one.
That one's pretty good. It's too small.
Here's the thing. For me, I like it for two reasons. One, I feel like they've overcome the flaw that the... So one of the nice things about it is it doesn't have two baskets in it, which means it takes up less space, right?
Right.
But the GoWise that has that, I love my Go... sorry, not the GoWise, the Gourmet. I love the Gourmet. My only problem with it is they put vents on the outside of the basket. And so if you get too much grease in the outside basket, like, you know, you're doing a whole chicken or something, it tends to leak. Well, I think the Ninja one is a good compromise because they didn't put vents on the basket, so you can't have it leak.
Right.
And they have, you know, just that little grid that goes in. So it's a lot more space.
Right.
But for some reason, I just, you know, I've had the Philips for longer, and I think part of it is just habit, right? Like, we're all creatures of habit. You get used to.
Well, I think what Philips, you know, that was one of the first, well, I guess to me, the first air fryers out. You know, because they were all, they were long before it caught wind over here. They were overseas, you know, Australia and everywhere. But but I think what happened here is when it caught wind here, you know, I guess 2015, 16, you had these aftermarkets, you know, Cook Essentials and other ones, and they're going for like, you know, $100, $120 Philips is going for like $250, $300 for three quart.
I got a GoWise almost 2 years ago now. So, you know, of course I was one of the early adopters because I'm a geek, right? So like I've had my air fryer for a really long time. And, you know, the GoWise was my absolute favorite, And then my son decided he wanted to take it. So I had to give it up. But I used the GoWise, and the GoWise was $70 or $80 And I've had it for 2+ years.
Right.
And by the way, my usage is not like other people's usage because I created 200 recipes for the cookbooks in that time.
And you tested it in there for,
Well, so if you're testing 200 recipes, you're probably making 275.
Right.
Because some of them didn't work. And then some of those recipes had to be tested 2 or 3 times. So like it got a lot, those, my air fryers got a lot of use. And people said, oh, you know, the coating's wearing off. Listen, here's why your coating is wearing off. It's because you are doing this backwards and spending too much time scrubbing it. So I feel like where people are going wrong with this on the cleaning is the best thing that I found is put hot soapy water and walk away for 20 minutes. Be a lazy person. Do not scrub. Just let it release all of the stuff on its own. And I've never had any trouble with the coating flaking off for me.
Good tip.
Yeah, it's there's no need to scrub it. Everything slides straight off after 20 minutes.
Nice. And especially if you're doing this, you know, within, you know, 10 minutes after you made whatever you made.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, when it's hot.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Like that's the best way.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Now, have you, I got a 5.8 Kasori, and to me, that right now is a good run for your money. It's about $110 they had a sale on Black Friday. I mean, not Black Friday. Yeah. Amazon Prime Day. I keep calling it Black Friday.
Yeah.
But I like that. That's pretty good. The square basket is 5.8 quarts. It's 1,700 watts. Do you have that one too?
You know what? I feel terrible saying this. They gave it to me. They sent it to me for review.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't review it for this reason. I wrote to them and said, look, your cost is the same as a GoWise or a, you know, another established brand. And the first question my followers are going to ask me is it a reliable brand? And I don't know enough about Kasori to say that. And I see it's got 1,000 positive reviews on Amazon, right?
Well, you can't follow that. The only problem with Kasori is, and I told them this, I was like, stop. Yeah. I appreciate you giving it to us, you know, the creators, but they'll give it to like 50 creators at one time. And I'm like, you don't have to start narrowing it down because, you know, all of us are going to, I really believe in it. That's why I did it. And I did it late. I did my Kasori review. I waited till everyone's done. I was like, and I waited to see people, regular people's reaction. And I heard nothing but positive things. I said, okay, Kasori, go ahead and send me one because a lot of people are liking it. So I just didn't want to be on the bandwagon at first and just say, yeah, it's great. And it really
is. I know. That was my big concern is like, I just can't speak to the reliability of the brand. But I will tell you, it accommodates more than absolutely anything else I have. That basket is freaking huge.
Yeah,
it really is.
It
like
is.
I'm very attracted by that, and I really should review it.
Yeah,
but like I said, you know, I just don't know.
You don't know,
about
but them. Right? Yeah, they're on the come up. It's a pretty decent company. And their stuff is pretty decent. So their pressure cooker, I mean, it's not Instant Pot, but they're pretty good. They're pretty decent.
Yeah.
So I definitely
should try it.
Yeah, definitely. What else did I want to
tell you? There's just so many appliances and so little time. Like I can't,
you know.
I've got a whole bunch of appliances that I still want to review and I still haven't done them. So I feel badly about that.
Okay, okay. And we'll talk about some of that. I got a Zoe bread machine. I don't know if you're into that type of stuff. I had a what did I have before? I think the bread man, and now I upgraded to and also if you can, I'm doing it just for low carb bread. I'm talking like, I'm talking like 2 carbs a slice.
I know. And I have a ton of low carb bread recipes.
Okay.
Many of them have been very. You know what you need, Doug? You need my keto desserts book, because it's not just desserts; it's baking and everything.
Okay.
In fact, if you remind me, I'll see if we can't send you one if you want to do a giveaway in your
Google. Oh yeah! I'd love that. Yeah, please do, please do. And
but none of those use the bread machines, because there's no rising cycle, right? You can't use yeast and sugar and all of that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's been the problem for me.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll definitely check that out. What else did I want to ask you? Okay. Oh, yes. I wanted to bring this up earlier when we were talking about Ninja. Did you see their new lineup of stuff?
I did. And can I just say, I wrote to them, and you and I were in there for one of those product reviews, right?
Right.
Did you go back a second time?
Uh-uh. You went?
Yeah, me neither.
Okay.
No. And that kind of surprised me, is that they didn't reach out the second time. And the other thing is, it's like I wish that Instant Pot is, I think, to be honest, the worst offender. Like, they don't tell us about these things.
Yeah.
They want our help in publicizing it, but they won't tell us ahead of time.
Yeah.
And then we find out from our fans and followers that this stuff is out. And I'm like, well, that's kind of not cool, really.
Yeah.
If you want my help, then you need to help me a little bit.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
I
get what you're saying. And that's one of the things I said, that I was like, well, we need to be there, not when it's done, when you're making it. Don't make it and then tell me, okay, this is what we have. Because if I have a critique, you're not going to like it.
Not that helpful,
that's true. But they do have I'm definitely going to get that. I don't know if you saw the Ninja Deluxe. It's an 8-quart. And I think it has, it's a like 9-in-1, and I think
it has.
Is
it air fryer?
Yeah, it's a Ninja Foodie Deluxe.
Oh, I see.
It looks all digital and fancy. So I definitely, and I think, I don't know if it's that one, but they also have another one that has a meat probe in it. And I remember that's one of the suggestions I had. I always wanted a meat probe. I bought one of those wireless meat probes.
Which
works pretty good, but if they have one with the air fryer, I think that'd be great. So I'm excited for that.
All of mine, like, you have to use an air fryer, because I use so many spices that you can't see. You can't do a visual test on any of my stuff.
Right.
Yeah, you're gonna need a meat probe. Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. And also, I also bought a Vitamix finally.
Oh, I love mine.
So,
you know, I really hesitated. I'm like, why do I need such an expensive air fryer? I mean, such an expensive blender.
Yeah.
I got it 10 years ago, and at that point we were doing a lot of protein shakes, and my God, that thing, it's worth its weight in gold.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I had Ninjas all before, and I knew Vitamix was great. But I was a casual, I made stuff here and there. But now I make a lot of smoothies. And what I noticed, not just Ninja, but a lot of these blenders, they have plastic inside them. And if you use it a lot, it's just going to break down. It's just, if you use it every day, every other, it's just going to break down. I know Ninja has a 5-year warranty, but once you buy a Vitamix, it's stainless steel parts and all that stuff. I mean, 20 years, 10, 15, 20 years, you're going to have it no problem.
Well, I tell you, the other thing is that, I'd had it for about 5 years or something, and I don't know what happened, but the motor kind of started to act up. And we called them, and they said, let us hear the motor. And so we played it for them, and they heard it, and they were like, yep, you need a new one. And we were like, that's it? And they said, yep, that's it. We'll send you one. So they sent me an entirely new machine.
Wow.
I mean, that's
like an upgrade.
Yes. Well, not an upgrade, the exact same one.
Oh, okay.
But like the whole motor was new. So like, think about it. If those things last forever, and I just got a brand new one because they listened to it on the phone and said, yeah, that doesn't sound right. I mean, that's, to me, that's a ringing endorsement.
I would buy that brand again
in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Right? They just listen. No paperwork, no nothing. They just listen to it.
And they're like, yeah, that doesn't sound right. So,
That's awesome.
I can do that.
That is awesome.
I know.
Well, cool. So any gadgets that you are thinking about getting in the horizon? Or?
Yes. So here, I'm really struggling with it because it is so expensive. But I'm dying to get a Thermomix. I don't know why. I just really want to try it.
Wow.
I want to try a Thermomix.
Okay.
Yes. But it's so expensive.
How much is it?
It's $1,500.
Whoa.
It's insane. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's insane. And this is why I've resisted.
Yeah, that's,
but I keep looking at that going, I could do something with that.
No, no, that's way. I'd have to borrow from my 401k to get that one. I can't.
And the thing is, it's like, you know, what's the return on investment?
It ain't much.
I'll tell you one thing I do love, which is not, is my smoker. Do you have a smoker?
Yeah, I have a charbroil outside. Yeah.
Yeah. I love my smoker. Summertime is so perfect. I what I love about it is idiot proof. Like the first time I got it, I don't ever read manuals.
Me neither.
And so I was like, oh yeah, let's hook this up. And my husband was like, are you going to read instructions? I'm like, no, how hard is it? And he said, what are you going to do? And I was like, I'm going to take a piece of meat. I'm going to put some spice on it. And I'm going to stick it in there. And he's like, that's it. And I'm like, yeah, it's not that complicated. Choose a temperature, choose a probe temperature, and
yep.
have at it.
And set it and let it.
Okay,
yep.
Well, we could always order pizza. It was the best freaking meat I've ever made. You know? It doesn't take much.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if your smoker has the meat probe, yeah, that's what I do. I set it to the temperature, and it goes till it hits there and goes to keep warm. And that's pretty easy.
I know.
Yeah.
I love my smoker.
What are you wanting?
Oh, I have a Masterbuilt.
And what wood chips do you, what's your favorite ones that you?
So in the smokers, interestingly, that's the only one I have. I haven't tested the others.
What wood chips do you use? Like hickory or?
Oh, chips. Okay. So I am a Philistine because people talk about what chips did you use? And I'm like, I buy 3 or 4 from Amazon and I use the first one I can lay my hands on. So people are going to be horrified because people have this. You have to use apple for pork chops. You have to use it. I don't. I just use whichever.
Just whatever. I like hickory so far.
It works fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I've never eaten a piece of meat and gone, oh, this would have been good if only I had used cherry.
Like, it's never I realize though the apple one is a little more a silent of a taste,
sweeter.
Or reserved. And the hickory is more loud. Like I did mac and cheese with hickory. Like every bite, like the whole pan. Even when you I dishwashed the pan like 3 times after, it still smelled like.
I like a deep, heavy smoke flavor. You know,
that's
Texas,
what you do it
right?
For.
So, like in Texas, we don't use barbecue sauce. If you're using barbecue sauce, there's something wrong with your barbecue.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, it has to be a loud, in your face taste, and you have to look at that and go, this is smoked meat, man.
Yeah.
And for that, hickory's really good for that.
That's awesome. I haven't really had any things in my horizon. I did get a new Kasori. Dehydrator standalone. I always wanted that. I want to
make beef jerky.
Oh yeah, more than that. I want to make like a fruit roll up. I want to make like you know what I want to try? I don't know if this is going to work. I want to make my own like spice for like baked chicken, like my own like dehydrate spices and then put it on and see how it tastes compared to just sprinkling stuff on that you buy in the store just to see.
Yeah.
But and then just fruits, you know, I work from home, just fruits to snack on, like apples and pineapples and well, maybe not pineapples because they're a little sweet, but like maybe blueberries, strawberries and stuff like that.
Well, the other thing you could do too is if you're trying to do low carb is you could do more vegetables, right? You could do zucchini chips, you could do dehydrated little carrots to snack on. Carrots maybe a little bit higher, but like other vegetable chips I think also work quite well in there.
Okay.
And that may be a good option for low carb.
Yeah, definitely try that. Okay, cool. So I know you're busy, your schedule is busy and stuff. What's new on the horizon for you?
Well, I've been heads down in books and I think I need to take a bit of a break. I'm exhausted from constantly. It becomes a full-time job and the blog was never meant to be a full-time job for me, but it turned into one. So I think, for me, it's
like that's an awesome job, by the way. Sorry.
It is a great job, but it's when you're having to make 2 and 3 recipes a day, that's exhausting.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and
seven
of those in 18 months is a lot. 700 new recipes for it's ridiculous.
Wow.
So I'm going to take a bit of a break from that, I think, for a little bit until these come out. And I'm just kind of focusing on getting the blog up to, where it needs to be. You know, I just got a little bit neglected and I'm focusing on that. Just enjoying cooking again.
Awesome. You know? That's awesome. Yeah. And just for the viewers out there, listeners, should I say, tell them about your site and your Facebook group.
Yeah, Yeah, so the site is twosleevers.com, and the most visited page on there probably is my recipe index, because I make a variety of recipes. So I make Instant Pot ones, air fryer ones, I make keto ones and non-keto ones, and then I cover probably 20 different ethnicities at the least. Like, I love to cook food from different countries, and so you'll find, you know, bizarre things like Jordanian and Korean and Vietnamese and Indian and Chinese all nestled up against each other.
Oh, wow.
And so I spend a lot of time making sure it's very authentic tasting. So, like, I'll have people who understand that cuisine and those flavors test it for me and make sure that, you know, it tastes right. But then the Facebook groups are, you know, people will tell you they're the nicest groups on Facebook. And part of it is because I will not tolerate any meanness. So my thing is, you have to act like you're in my house,
right?
You know, and if you're in my house at my table and you wouldn't say something, then please don't say it in the group.
Right.
And that's worked out well. So the groups are very active. They're highly engaged.
What's the name of them?
You have to just look for two sleevers.
Okay.
For groups,
and
because one
it.
Of them
okay.
is an yeah, because one of them is an international one, which is non-keto. So
okay.
if people, you know, if you have questions about cooking from a variety of countries, that's the place for you. And then the other one is a keto group. So if you're looking for keto help, keto
nice.
Recipes, keto tips.
Nice.
And I'm a very no-nonsense keto. Like, I'm not all about supplements and this and that. My thing is just eat real food, you know,
yeah.
and don't complicate things.
Yeah.
So, like, I try to break down keto. So, you know, people, the nice thing about that group is there are hundreds of people that have lost 50 pounds, 60 pounds, 70 pounds, 80 pounds
wow.
from just eating my recipes and not doing anything expensive. Like, all the resources are free. I'm not charging for any of that.
Wow.
You know, it's just, yes, it's just a way for people, for all of us to get healthier and eat good food while doing it.
Awesome. Well, I definitely
yeah.
got to hit that up, because, like I said, I'm
yeah.
I'm not keto yet, but I'm low carb crazy.
Hey, you know what? It's better than not.
So
you got to start somewhere, and low carb is better than the standard American diet. So
yeah.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Awesome.
You know?
Awesome. Okay, cool. Well, hey, that's all I got.
This was so much fun.
Yes,
it was so much
and
fun.
It's always
yeah.
good to
it's
catch up
to
with you, because
yeah.
you know, I've been trying to catch up with her for like weeks.
I'm sorry.
I know.
Big.
I know.
Yeah.
No, hey,
I've
you,
been trying
no,
to catch
no,
up with myself for weeks.
That, well, that no. I hope one day I can be as busy as you, because that's awesome. It's not like, you know, my stomach hurts, or you know, my toe, my big toe hurts, so I can't do it today. Like, you're off doing
yeah.
this, you're off doing that, this, that, this, that. So that's pretty awesome.
All right.
Well, thanks again for coming here. And also, just to let you know, if you're on iTunes or Spotify, you could just type in Cooking with Doug and you can hear this podcast. So just check that out whenever you can, the viewers.
Oh,
and,
for me,
and,
yes,
and even
yes,
you.
And for the viewers,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I will definitely check it out.
Cool,
sure.
cool. Well, it was a blast, and I will catch you in the groups and in your groups, and I know you're in some of my groups, and I'll check out. Oh, and also check her out on YouTube as well.
Thank you.
Yep, and I'll catch you. Thanks again.
Bye.
Bye-bye.